Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
All right, Purple Ninjas, gather closely. I have a new plan.
Okay, boss. What do you got for us?
Well, take a look at this plan on the wall here. You see, if we follow this exactly, then everyone in the whole world will get lots of cavities. And you know what cavities mean, right?
Well, it definitely makes our breath stinky.
Exactly. Not only stinky breath, but cavities are little holes in the teeth that we can plant a tracker inside of, and then we can take over the world. Ha 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 ha.
Today was a school day for Ava and Jaden, except Ava was homesick with a stomachache. Oh man, stomachaches are the worst. Whenever I get stomach aches, I just need to lay down for a little while and let my tummy settle down. What about you? What do you do when you have a tummy ache? Well, Ava was laying on her couch at home, wrapped up in her favorite blanket. She grabbed her walkie-talkie because it was about lunchtime at school, so she wanted to call into Jaden.
Shh! Jaden, are you there? Over. Shh! Shh! Hey, Ava! Hey, I'm at lunch right now, so I can't really talk. But are you feeling any better?
Not yet, said Ava. I'm still feeling pretty terrible, but how is school going?
Shh. Well, it's been kind of a weird day. One, there's a whole bunch of kids that are also homesick for some reason. And two, people are really excited about apples today. I don't understand why, but everyone's talking about this, like, new apple that just came out, and people really want to try it.
Oh, I know exactly the apple they're talking about, said Ava. I ate, like, a ton this weekend. I think I ate 10. They're so delicious. They seriously taste like candy, but they're apples, so they must be healthy, right?
Yeah, probably. Well, I gotta get going back to school. We'll talk later, okay? But could you let Mr. Jim know about these two weird things at school? I gotta go. Bye.
Shh. Huh. That is pretty weird, said Ava. So a lot of kids are sick from school. There must be a bug going around. And these apples, they are very delicious. But that's, I don't know. I've never seen kids so excited about apples before. Anyway, yeah, let's call Mr. Jim.
Shh.
Hey, Mr. Jim, are you there?
Shh. Ava! How are you feeling? I heard you're home from school, sick. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. My stomach, like, just started hurting the other day, and it's just gotten really painful. And so, yeah, my mom wanted me to stay home and just chill. Oh, well, yeah, I hope you get better soon, but what's going on?
Well, I was just talking to Jaden at school, and he said that there's a whole bunch of kids homesick, which that's strange. And then there was some talk about like these apples that everyone's really excited about, said Ava.
Whoa, that's funny you bring up apples, said Mr. Jim. Because I was just reading an article. Where is it? Oh, here it is. Record apple sales. I've literally never read a news article about record apple sales. That is super weird. We definitely got to figure out what's going on. Well, I can tell you firsthand that these apples are insanely delicious. I've never tasted an apple like this before, said Ava. I probably ate like 10 of them this past weekend, and like they taste like candy. It's pretty amazing.
Wait, said Mr. Jim. You ate like 10 of these apples just this past weekend?
Yeah, at least, maybe more, said Ava.
Huh. And now your stomach is hurting, right?
Yeah, but apples are good for you, right? There's no way that eating apples could make me sick, right?
Yeah, probably. But I don't know, like maybe there's something wrong with the apple.
No, there was definitely nothing wrong with the apple. I can promise you that. It was amazing, said Ava.
All right. Well, I'm going to look into it a little further, said Mr. Jim. Ava, why don't you just rest and I'll reach out if I need your help researching anything, because even though you're at home, you can still be super helpful. So just keep the walkie close by.
Roger that, said Ava. Over and out.
As Mr. Jim was rocking back and forth in his chair at HQ, his arms were crossed and he was thinking really hard. Okay, let me write this down. So first, we have record apple sales, and Ava can attest that they're absolutely delicious. That's probably why they're selling very quickly. But we also have Ava and a whole bunch of other kids homesick from school. I doubt they're connected, but let me just check the employment records. Mr. Jim opened up a screen to check how many people had called out sick from work today.
Whoa! Even grown-ups!
About 30% of even grown-ups have called out of work today for being sick. They all have stomach aches. Wait, and toothaches? How does that go together? Stomach aches and toothaches. That is super strange. Hold on. Shh, Ava, how are your teeth feeling? Does something feel off with your teeth? Shh. Funny you ask. Yeah, two of my teeth, they're like throbbing. They're really sore. How did you know that, Mr. Jim? Shh. Well, I just checked the report and it looks like 30% of even the grown-ups have called out of work for being sick, not only with stomach aches, but also toothaches.
Is there anything you need me to do? Said Ava.
Well, I don't think so. Not yet. Still got to figure out what in the world is going on. Just stay close. Over. Shh. Back up at Dr. Stinky Breath's secret lab.
All right, boss. Phase one is complete. The apples are working perfectly. Should we move on to phase two, boss?
Yes. Yes. Ha 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 ha. Strawberries are next on the list. Now get to work.
Oh no! Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas have figured out some crazy, I don't really know what's going on, but something with apples and strawberries, stomach aches and toothaches, and cavities. Oh no, guys. This is going to be a hard one to solve.
We'll have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science, or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's always a mystery around every corner.